Stay tuned for In Our Range on the way next. Brought to you by Westgate Nursing Rehabilitation and Assisted Living Center.
Good morning and welcome to In Our Range. My guest this morning is Ian Shackelford, Vice President of Iron County Outdoor Recreation Enthusiasts, or ICOR. ICOR are a group of silent sports enthusiasts promoting the responsible use of land and water open to the public for the enjoyment of all, with the following goals: to promote non-motorized recreational activities on land and water, enhance and expand silent outdoor recreational opportunities in and around Iron County, Wisconsin, to provide opportunities for volunteers to help support recreational development and maintenance on both land and water, and to obtain grant monies to help finance the organizational purposes. ICOR hosts regular events throughout the year, including group kayaks and canoe paddles, bike rides, trail cleanups, and hikes. Ian Shackelford joins us this morning, and he is Vice President of ICOR for the past 4 years. He's been with ICOR since 2015 when it started. Ian moved to Ironwood in 2001 and currently lives in Guile. Good morning, Ian, and welcome to In Our Range.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you getting on. I hit you up at the end of last week. It was relatively short notice, but I know you have a lot going on and that you would like to talk about, and so I appreciate you coming on this morning.
Yes, thank you. Pleasure to be here. ICOR has been around, like you said, for about 10 years and provide events, hiking, biking, like you said. And we're also working on two big ongoing projects, one in Hurley, one in Montreal. The Hurley-Montreal Trail that we're working on would be a new 3-mile paved walking and biking trail between Hurley and Montreal, connecting to the fabulous Iron Bell Trail in Michigan. Currently, the stage we're at is we're trying to purchase the old Soo Line Railroad grade from Canadian National Railroad. Down in Mercer, there's the Mercer Bike Trail expansion that ICOR is leading. That'll be 14 miles of new trail connecting Mercer to Winman Trails. Mercer and Minwin already have bike trails connecting to Manitouish Waters, so this new trail would make a 26-mile loop down there.
Wow, that will really create a whole big circuit then. That's incredible. The 3-mile Hurley-Montreal Trail project, that's been an idea floating around from ICOR for at least 6 years or so, I'd say. I think I first read about those ideas back in 2020. It must feel really exciting to get closer and closer to the end goal.
Yes. I was living in Ironwood at the time when the Iron Bell Trail first began in 2014. You recall, first it ran just through Ironwood. 2017, they extended it to Bessemer, and all the way to Ramsey in 2020. Well, that same railroad grade is there and mostly unused, and we wanted to extend it west as well. So we got 10 miles of trail already. We want to extend it another 3 miles west. ICOR worked with the local ATV and snowmobile clubs and Iron County Forestry and Parks to identify an available route between Hurley and Montreal. Our route would largely use that Soo Line railroad grade that we're trying to purchase now, with a couple of exceptions. And you can see a map of the route on our website, ironcountyoutdoors.org.
That is excellent. And so the trail will go out all the way to Kimball area, right? The West Fork of the Montreal?
Just Montreal, not up to Kimball.
Okay.
It'll be 3 miles long. The east end is the Hurley Trailhead, sort of where the Iron Bell Trail ends between Highway 51 and the Montreal River. It'll go west and it'll end behind Montreal City Hall. The trail will include two historic railroad bridges, a massive Hurley overpass West Railroad Bridge that the motorized trail runs under right now. We want to fix that up for walkers and bikers up above. That bridge was built in 1896, and the other bridge would be the railroad bridge over the West Fork Montreal River behind City Hall.
So these projects are incredible because they not only give us opportunities to get out into the Great North Woods and experience nature here, but they also represent an integral part of our history here as well.
Yes, they do. And we hope that the future trail will have interpretive signs about the railroads and the history, much like the Iron Bell Trail does now, scattered nice signs between Ironwood and Ramsey.
That sounds excellent. I'm very excited to see the trails heading and moving west along the railroad grade like that. And then you are also creating another connector down in southern Iron County between the Winman Trails and the Manny Waters Trails and all those. How long has that project been in the works?
Oh, I don't know, about maybe just 3 or 4 years. The Mercer Bike Trail Expansion Project, as I mentioned, that's 14 miles of new trail, making this 26-mile loop connecting Mercer, Windman, and Manitouish waters. That project will occur in three phases. Phase one is what I-Corps is working on now with the city of Mercer. That'll be a 5.6-mile loop kind of around Mercer. Phase two will get it to the Vilas County line, and phase three all the way to Windman. Windman Trails is a 1,300-acre nonprofit recreation in Winchester. It has over 50 miles of mountain bike, hiking, ski trails, plus camping in a chalet. And I-Corps is currently fundraising to begin construction of phase one in 2028, actually start building it rather soon. It'll cost about $1.9 million. We're working with the town of Mercer. We've submitted a grant to cover 80% of that cost. We need about $379,000 for the local match. We've already got $202,000. And so we've got $127,000 to go to start building phase one of that project.
That's incredible. It just seems like you're finding so much support from the community, from these larger entities that can provide that kind of dough for you guys to do this. And it sounds like an amazing project because you're really creating a loop in the heart of the North Woods there, where people can spend just days getting to be more intimate with the North Woods rather than just sort of seeing it from the road or being in the towns. Yeah. It really encourages people to get out into some more of the back areas and really capture the beauty of this wonderful place we have here.
I-Corps has a lot of walking and biking enthusiasts, and we really love the Heart of Vilas Trail system, many miles over there, and we're really happy that it connects now to Mercer and it connects to Windman. And we've found an available route, kind of following right-of-ways of existing roads. We love more connections for more walking and biking, safe, scenic routes.
Yeah, exactly. It promotes a lot of safety. And so if people wish to contribute or check out about the fundraising events, is that all? Can they also find that information at ironcountyoutdoors.org?
Yes. And if I could take a moment to talk about Mercer Bike Fest.
Yeah,
is coming up. That's in support of the Mercer Bike Trail expansion. That's Saturday, August 1st. It's I-Corps' biggest event of the year. It will feature the second annual Loon Bike Ride, food, refreshments, live music, and raffle prizes. This is going to be at Carroll Park in Mercer on Grand Portage Lake in Highway County J. Raffle prizes include an e-bike donated by River's Edge Adventure Company in Manitouish Waters, trail bike donated by Lost Ways Sporting Goods in Minocqua, paddleboard donated by Squamish Adventure Company in Woodruff, a family pass donated by Windman. This Mercer Bike Fest is the successor to the Lupin June Fest bike ride that began back in 2007 by the Chamber of Commerce. I-Corps now does it as the Mercer Bike Fest in support of our trail projects. Music will be by Brendan Frisk, an acoustic folk duo from Land O'Lakes, Wisconsin. And that Loon ride, the highlight of the event, there's a 7, 24, and 50-mile bike rides. It's not a race, just scenic, safe, signed bike rides. Cost is $65, with all proceeds benefiting the Mercer Bike Trail expansion. All participants receive a shirt, swag bag, beverage, and lunch. And kids 10 and under are free.
Excellent. So it's not just an incredible way to get out and ride your bike, but it's also meeting people you may have a lot in common with and other outdoor enthusiasts and bicyclists. But the money is also going towards these incredible projects that you're working on right down there with Windman and Heart of Vilas County and the Manitouish Waters and the Mercer Trails. And it also continues a wonderful tradition of this bike day happening just before Loon Fest.
Yes, it's a fun event, music, food, and nice bike ride with lots of booths and other information.
And you've got different options, like you said, for folks. You've got a 7-mile, a 24-mile, or a 50-mile. Yeah, there's something there for everybody. That's incredible. So it seems like an absolutely lovely day to spend on a bike.
Yes, I hope to see you there. I'll be there at the I-Corps tent.
August 1st, and that'll kick off Loon Days. Wonderful, Ian. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we wrap up?
I would like to talk a little more about the Early Montreal Trail, some other details
certainly
I could share.
Yeah, I would love to hear it.
Okay. I-Corps is currently fundraising to purchase 3 miles of former Soo Line railroad grade from Canadian National. In May, the city of Hurley and CN signed a sale contract wherein the city of Hurley will purchase 37.23 acres of this abandoned railroad land for $175,000. We have until November 15th to raise that $175,000, and we're 3/4 of the way there. So it's going well. And I want to mention that purchasing the Soulain Rail Grade will benefit OHV and snowmobile riders too, because 1/2 mile of that grade we're trying to purchase is part of the popular Iron Horse Trail. That is still private property owned by the railroad. Buying this land will make that segment public land forever, owned by the city of Hurley, and our paved trail will detour around that 1/2 mile. And we're really excited. During this month of July, we are running what we call the Connect the Rivers campaign, emphasizing how this new Hurley-Montreal Trail will connect the Montreal River to the West Fork Montreal River, and an anonymous donor is matching all donations up to $20,000 this month. All donations, $500 and more, will be acknowledged on plaques installed along the trail. Currently, we are mounting plaques on a former railroad tie we installed upright at the Hurley Trailhead. You can stop by and see generous people that have supported the project so far. If I could thank everybody that has donated to the Hurley Montreal Trail, our largest donations have come from the Gobic Range Health Foundation, Enbridge, a couple anonymous donors, Leanne and Paul Janssen, donations in memory of Mike Fauerbach, who led this project until his untimely passing in 2019, Iron County Community Credit Union, Zeal Credit Union, and Northern Iron County Engage Residents. Nicer.
Excellent. I just saw the post where Nicer was handing over a check, and it was very nice of them. So the Connect the Rivers community is one that has just really been persisting, is really vibrant and celebratory. You're 3/4 of the way to your goal, but still need to get some more money. It seems like a decent deal for the city to get that. And you're also coordinating and working with all the folks who love to ride on that Iron Horse Trail to make sure that that land gets preserved, brought into public ownership, and that the Soulain Trail that you're considering for silent sports enthusiasts and walkers and hikers will detour around that section, and so it'll be maintained for the sledheads and the ATV riders out there, right?
Yes, I've been working with them closely for several years. It's working with the railroad. That's been kind of a challenge. Mm. You recall a few years ago, there was the delay. CN sold a lot of their property to Watco Railroad, and that delayed our project a bit. But now they're talking to us. We've got the signed sale agreement. And once we purchase this land, we believe there is good state funding that could fund 80% of the construction, just like is happening down at Mercer for the Mercer Bike Trail expansion.
Well, it really is incredible to see all this support happen and to begin to watch all these things that have been percolating for years begin to really, truly happen. So congratulations to I-Corps, even though we're not quite at the finish line there. I just want to applaud the wonderful work that your community and volunteers and folks have done.
Thank you so much. We look forward to, once this land is purchased, hopefully by November 15th, it'll be public land forever, securing that 1/2 mile of motorized trail and allowing us the route we need to extend that Iron Bell Trail west to Montreal.
That is great news. Thanks for joining us on In Our Range this morning, Ian. It was a real pleasure talking with you today.
Thank you, Mike. And for more information, visit ironcountyoutdoors.org.
Thanks again to our guest, Ian Shackelford from I-Corps, for joining us this morning. Mercer Bike Fest will be happening on August 1st with the start and finish at Carroll Park on County Highway J. There will be 3 different rides that day, with 7-mile, 24, and 50-mile rides beginning at 9 a.m., 9:20, and 9:40, respectively. Every registration, every mile, every rider directly supports the expansion of the Mercer Bike Trail system. Fundraising for the Hurley-Montreal Trail is ongoing until November 5th. For more information about I-Corps, Mercer Bike Fest, and the fundraising efforts, you can visit their website at ironcountyoutdoors.org. Thank you for joining us this morning for In Our Range. I'm your host, Mike LeBeau. Have a great week, and we'll be back next Friday.